أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 145, 146 and 147 of Surah An-Nisa. The discussion for several verses, several ayat have been about the munafiqeen. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the ultimate punishment of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that despite the fact that they had deception and their kufr, their disbelief, there is still scope for them to make tawbah, seek repentance from Allah ta'ala, make amends, and Allah ta'ala will accept it. Hence Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Certainly the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, will be in the lowest level of the fire of Jahannam. Ulama have expressed that there are 7 levels of the fire of Jahannam, and they will be in the lowest, which is known as Hawiya. And the reason why they will be in the lowest, lower than even the disbelievers, the kuffar, because on the one hand, they had kufr in their hearts like the disbelievers, but together with that, there was deception, that they tried to deceive our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tried to deceive the Sahaba. And then together with that, there was the two-facedness, that on the one hand, they would be with the believers when things seemed to be good. And then on the other hand, their hearts and their entire lives were with the disbelievers, trying to create deception and trying to motivate the disbelievers to overpower Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And you will never find for them any helper in this world. Of course, they had tried to assist themselves, but insofar as the hereafter is concerned, there will be nobody that will be able to help them against the adab of Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Except those who make tawbah. In other words, they realize that their nifaq, their hypocrisy is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make sincere tawbah, they bring iman in their hearts, and together with that, they express that iman on their tongues. Wa aslahu, and together with that, they make amends, they rectify themselves. In their particular instance, they will have to rectify their iman, they will have to rectify their behavior, their akhlaq, their character, and they will have to rectify their deeds. Like in the previous verses, when they stood in salat, they stood lazily, there was laxity in their salat, they will have to rectify all of that. And after that rectification, wa'tasamu billah, that they hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holding on to Allah Rabbul Izzat will mean holding on to the rules, the laws, the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, very firmly, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded, they obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ. And then they purify, they make pure for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala their deen, their actions, the ikhlas, the sincerity, insofar as the aqidah, in every aspect, they do everything only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For up to now, in the state of nifaq and hypocrisy, yura'un an-nas, they had done things to show people, there was ostentation, they need to remove all of that and do only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There will not be a shadow of any kind of ostentation whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, this is not only for them, this is for all of us. that we make errors, we make mistakes, so we will also make tawbah, we will also seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, we will also rectify ourselves, we will also then firmly hold on to the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, and then we will also then do things purely only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, then they will be with the believers. In other words, in this world also, they will be recognized in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the believers, and of course in the hereafter, they will be with the believers in Jannah and in the gardens of bliss. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and in the near future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the believers a great and a mighty and a tremendous reward insofar as the ni'mat of Jannat are concerned. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ, all the while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to do by punishing, chastising you if you have, number one, made shukr to Allah ta'ala, you had appreciated Allah Rabbul Izzat, and secondly, wa amantum, you had brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Number one, the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is, you have not made kufr of Allah, you have brought pure iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you had never been unappreciative of any one single ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, then why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then punish such an individual? A person has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no gain for Allah Rabbul Izzat if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes any individual. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entices us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to two aspects. One is to make complete shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat for all the ni'mats Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. The greatest of all the ni'mats being the fact that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed iman upon us. Allah Ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We follow the sunnah, the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has given us this beautiful deen, and together with that, all the other ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given us, then there is, of course, only the thawab that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bestow upon an individual. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's two qualities are such. Number one, Allah Ta'ala is shakir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative. That no matter sometimes how broken a person's effort may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative of it. Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Allah Ta'ala is alim. Allah Ta'ala knows our intention. Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness, that we are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so long as there is an effort, so long as there is an attempt by us to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be appreciative, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that effort of ours. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all our effort. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst the mukhlisin, those sincere, pious slaves and servants of Allah ta'ala. That completes the fifth juz, the fifth part of our tafsir. May Allah ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.